I want to be here today to be able to say personally thank you on behalf of the citizens of the state of Oklahoma, and congratulations to all of our recipients today and the family members that are here representing the families that couldn't join us today. Agriculture is so important to the state of Oklahoma. It's been here since our beginning days. It is so important to today. It is so important to the future of our state and future generations of hopefully what's represented in this room as our young folks that are here as future farmers and ranchers and producers and businessmen and women in our state that will be in the agriculture profession. And it's up to us to have days like this, Ag Days at the Capitol, made in Oklahoma receptions that we had last night. That was one I ate my way through the whole reception last night. Had some great food, by the way, the made in Oklahoma reception. But it's important for us to have the Ag and Education Classroom Awards. So to our teachers who have been participating in that, congratulations today. To have the exhibitions that have been here at the Capitol with made in Oklahoma products and all the different services and entities that we have represented. So I want to thank the Department of Agriculture and Secretary Reese and all of his team and all of you who have come to the Capitol today from all across the state of Oklahoma to recognize the importance of agriculture and our men and women who have brought up the industry, are keeping the industry going in our state, so we can honor them today. And you know, I want to just tell you real quickly about agriculture and why it is so important that we have this day. Agriculture is actually a $60 billion industry in our state, both directly and indirectly in our economy. $60 billion is generated. Our farmers and our ranchers produce about $7.3 billion in products and crops and livestock. That's huge. We have over 34 million acres that are in agriculture production across our state, and Oklahoma ranks fourth in the nation in the number of farms. So if you don't believe that agriculture is important to Oklahoma's economy and our way of life, these facts and figures just prove that out. And there are 300,000 Oklahomans that have a job related to agriculture and farming and ranching in our state. Of course, I'm a little partial because your first gentleman, my husband, is a fourth generation farming and ranching person from Thomas, Oklahoma. He's taken me out to the farm many, many times. We have great memories, great family get-togethers, and just being a farmer and a rancher is a wonderful way of life, a great quality of life. Being on a farm or ranch is a great place to live and work and to raise a family, and that's what makes Oklahoma so great. And today, as we listened about the different recipients receiving the awards, whether it was Virgil and his wonderful video, and I can still remember going to the German Buyer's mushroom farm and seeing all those trays of mushrooms and hearing about how it's shipped to produce and how big it has grown to multi-million dollar company and employing 500 plus people in Miami, Oklahoma is quite remarkable. And a great product, by the way. And any time a mother can tell a kid, you're not going to like this, don't eat it in the store, that kid's going to eat it and like that mushroom. So that's a great story Virgil told. And then the people that he employs and just the attitude he shown on the video about giving people a second chance. And I know it's always been a philosophy that Virgil has always aspired to show in the way he lives his life. And Annabelle Weedman. And I have to say, I've watched Annabelle. I've been in office now 27 years. And this woman has been in the Capitol for a long before I got here. She was one of the ladies that blazed the trail to make it possible for people like me and some of our legislators that are here today to be in office. But her remarkable career at the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, the international trade, and she was traveling so many decades ago, representing Oklahoma and representing our products and the trailblazer that she has been. And I have to say, I've always admired Annabelle because she's the best dressed woman whenever she comes to the Capitol, as she is today. Always remarkable. We appreciate you. Hal Clark, where did Hal go? There he is, Hal. Good to see you, friend. I can still remember going out to the panel many, many, many times and visiting with you and talking about agriculture-related issues and all the different positions you've served in over your many, many decades, and to read about all your great efforts and hear about your efforts on environmental protection and being able to take care of our land and our water and certainly production. I mean, you have truly been a great steward of Oklahoma and a great steward of our land. Congratulations to you, and thank you for your great leadership. And to the King family,
I appreciate your support. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. I've known all three of these people for a long, long time, all my years in office. And to the King family, what a wonderful. Where's the King family?
Over there, probably.
We got papers over here, too.
I love listening to the video about your grandfather and your father and all the other officers that are here and the vision that he had to do something that wouldn't have been done in Cap County. And he kept trying and trying and trying. He went all the way to the top of Washington to tell why it's important and what we could do in our state and develop a very strong peanut industry and commissions and boards and really be a true advocate for an agriculture park. It was truly a remarkable story, and also just shows a true grit of an Oklahoma farmer, which is what we're celebrating today. So it was fun, Jim, Secretary, watching all these videos, and I wanted to see them to add my congratulations to all of our outstanding Oklahomans that are being honored today with these awards, and to thank all of your family members and all of our community members that have come to celebrate with you. We are very, very proud of you. Thank you for all that you've done for our great state. God bless you.